Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
On this eve of the election live coverage, Monday, November 7th, 2022. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the 4 hours of this broadcast. Ahead of Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, with more live coverage. And then tomorrow, we're on right through midnight. But the election won't be called in a lot of key battleground states because the Democrats say so. And the same fraud they engaged in 2 years ago, they are engaged in yet again. But massive landslides, huge red tsunamis can't overpower that. All the evidence shows, but it'll still mitigate how big the populist victory is that we can't give up. That's how we continue to expose the fraud. Well, there's a lot to cover today, obviously, and Biden and other Democrats have come out again and said, yeah, we're getting rid of fossil fuels. We put together a little compilation of that. We're going to be playing next segment. And energy is real currency. You cut food off, you cut oil off. Food is for humans. The oil is how we power our machines, the natural gas. You cut that off, you kill people. First you impoverish them, then you kill them when we're talking about the third world. These are real crimes against humanity, but how do you hide a crime against humanity? You couch it all that it's for the earth and to actually save humanity. But before I get into all of that, I want you to know we're also going to drill into just the COVID news that's coming out from major governments. DHS is even reporting on the numbers with its workers getting sick from the shots. We have HHS, Health and Human Services, confirming the massive infertility and stillbirths and miscarriages, the exact same numbers we're seeing out of Europe. We're going to be getting into all of that bombshell information, and we're going to be just taking a lot of your phone calls today, because I want to give listeners a chance on the eve of this election to give me your take on the election and all these other big issues as well. But I hope you'll give me your take on the election. Now, we've seen Democrats, deep state minions, running around saying Republicans are going to put you in a camp and they're going to kill your kids. Well, they're the ones setting up the COVID camps trying to lock us down still, and it's happening all over the world. And now the top House Democrat claims Republican midterms win could very well be the end of the world. We have that video. Russia tells Democrats, don't blame us when you lose the election. It's getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And this is a designed, long-term strategic plan to make us so poor the globalists can bring in universal basic incomes to then make us comply with all the social engineering they want, or we will have our little digital IDs turned off. So, yes, there is a giant red wave coming in, a red tsunami, but we have the major problem of the seawall that's been erected of fraud. That is all coming up today. Ali Alexander pops in with us for about 30 minutes in the middle of the next hour. And then tomorrow, we're going to have everybody from Robert Barnes to Stephen K. Bannon to Roger Stone to so many others during the marathon broadcast. It's going to go from 8 a.m. in the morning until very, very deep into the early morning hours into the ninth. But all that coverage kicks off on Tuesday, November 8th at 8 a.m. Central. All right, strap yourselves in. This is going to be one hell of a transmission. Ton of news to cover. We're going to try to hit it all straight ahead. Infowars.com is the coordinates of liberty. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, November 7th, 2022, and we are less than a day out from the official polls opening, with reports of record turnout for the midterm, as conservatives, populists, nationalists, Christians, and even liberals that don't have a suicide pact with their psychotic abusers decide that we want to break with the obvious criminals that stole the election 2 years ago. We're going to be hitting all the election news and the latest COVID poison news, the latest Russia news, the latest news on Pelosi and the attack on her husband. Yes, that story they use as a distraction to claim it was a right-wing terror attack, and Biden with no evidence said that, but now they won't let ICE talk to the illegal alien that did it from Canada. They won't release the surveillance footage. The police report says that Paul Pelosi came to the door and let him in, and that both of them had hammers and were in their underwear. We've been lied to about the official story there. Just a big surprise, I know. But they are really, really having problems, because Mr. Party Pants, Paul Pelosi, is reportedly quite the pervert. And I don't know anything about hammer fetishes, but definitely a lot of weirdness going on. So we've got all that. But the first thing I wanted to hit is cutting off the energy. Now, for plants and for humans and for animals and for insects, our energy is food, water, and sunlight. And all of those things are under attack and being restricted. They now admit big secret government programs since the early 90s, spraying aerosolized particles in the atmosphere to dim the sun to save the earth. That's just mainstream news now. No, oh, Alex Jones was right, or oh, we lied about it. Just okay. And then they've got programs everywhere, even CNN promoting cutting down trees and burying them because they're made out of carbon. So trees are bad. And carbon dioxide that comes out of the coal power plants that plants breathe and then put off more oxygen. It's bad. And major moves around the world to restrict fertilizer and all the rest of it, and the fuel that the tractors and farm equipment use, is causing mass starvation and the death by the hundreds of millions. But that's just a little footnote in the New York Times. Like the 500,000 dead Iraqi children when Clinton tripled the sanctions that died over a few years, and Secretary of State Madeleine Albright said she'd do it again. Good price to pay. Because when they kill people, it's cute, it's loving, it's wonderful. But now Biden, in another gaffe, the second in 4 days, 4 days ago, he's in California, and he says, yeah, like California, we're going to shut down all the coal power plants, which California's done. Highest energy prices in the country. And he went on to say, we're going to shut them down across the country. People went, wait a minute, he says he wouldn't do that. They've always said they're going to do that. Then last night in New York, on the campaign trail, if you can call it that, stumbling around, didn't know where he was, he's degenerating fast. A greenie says, when are you going to stop all the oil? And he says, oh, we're going to do it. We're going to shut off the fossil fuels. So Biden admits the truth. No more oil drilling as energy stocks set to soar. Video, embarrassing. Biden stumbles around and promises no more oil. analyst warns there probably won't be an election in 2024. I respect this analyst. That's coming up. Meanwhile, in Europe, Vietnam gas stations start to close due to widespread shortages. EU and UK energy bills smash record high reports. This is the artificial energy clampdown. They said 2.5 years ago, they said after the COVID lockdown, we're going to cut the energy off and have a forced energy lockdown. And now they're following through on their globalist promise to consolidate power and control while they fly around their private jets to the new Copenhagen event for carbon taxes that's going on right now as we speak. But let's go to this short. This is a short compilation. I can play you hours of this, of Biden, Obama, their energy czars, and others telling you the ugly truth of cutting your energy off, which will destroy every part of the economy, your savings, and starve the third world to death, imploding what's left, flooding us with illegal aliens organized and run by the UN for replacement migration. And that is the official UN plan, no matter what the ADL says. Go to the UN website, type in replacement migration, and read all about it. Here's the compilation.
No more drilling. There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling. No, I... That was before I was president. We're trying to work on that, get that done. Thank you. So it's going to become a wind generation. And all they're doing is they're going to save them a hell of a lot of money and using the same transmission line that transmitted the coal-fired electric on. We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America and having wind and solar. I guarantee you, we're going to be fossil fuel. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Holding them liable when they don't deliver, put them in jail.
No one's going to build a coal-fired plant again, and we're going to get rid of the ones we have now.
Oil companies, instead of everybody says, well, Biden won't let them drill.
It's so obvious. All these same oil companies who apparently can't get it together now, boy, they can get it together under President Trump, couldn't they?
They're not drilling. Why aren't they drilling? Because they make more money not producing more oil.
Daniel, it kills me that you were right about every curve here in the energy story.
You have the Secretary of the Interior coming after you, the Secretary of Energy coming after you, Biden, John Kerry, Gina McCarthy in the White House, agencies like the FERC and Chairman Richard Glick are coming after you.
And frankly, the tech companies have to stop allowing specific individuals over and over again to spread disinformation. That's what the fossil fuel companies pay for. That's what folks who make money out of fossil fuels and don't make money and don't care about saving consumers' costs. That's what they do.
At the Department of Energy, we are really obsessed with how we get to net zero by 2050 and how we get to 100% clean electricity by 2035.
Right now, we are witnessing the beginning of one of the most significant events in human history. The clean energy transition. It is long overdue, and it can't progress fast enough.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. We obviously are all in on making sure that we meet the president's goals of getting to 100% clean electricity by 2035 and net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And, you know, if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Now, I'm not going to go over all the statistics and the rest of it, but there's not enough rare earth minerals on Earth to turn all the cars over to batteries. They cost more carbon on average to run an electric car that are already being powered by coal, and the windmills do not transmit anything near what hydroelectric or coal or nuclear do. And I was just with my family down at the Texas coast when I took off a few weeks ago, and they put in all these giant, ugly windmills, and I noticed coming off the main fields
where they have dozens of these per sector, per area. I was looking at them for an hour driving, but an hour before we hit the coast, there's just hundreds of them. Little bitty power transmission lines. Little bitty tiny suckers. Kinds that go into neighborhoods because the damn things produce almost no power. And what do you know about power lines? They lose power the further they go. That's why they built a bunch of them in the last decade in West Texas and transmit the power 400 miles, and they say they lose over 70% of the power over 400 miles. They're a joke. You need to build the plants right where you're using it. Then you get all the power. Damn windmills don't work, and they know they bankrupt in Spain with it, and that's the plan. But I love how they're saying, well, nobody wants to get rid of your energy. Nobody wants oil or your natural gas or coal. Fetterman's like, I never said I want to ban that, even though he's all on video saying it. And then now Biden can't even shut up and keeps admitting their plan. It's been their plan all along.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Okay, let's go first on the Fauci. We would never push anybody for violence. One, it's not correct. It's immoral, obviously. But Fauci, you got to understand something. We're all in on your deep investigation. The next decade of your life is going to be horrible because you're going to be held accountable for what you did to the American people and what you did to your country and all the lies and misrepresentations. I tell you what's the most egregious, Natalie, and given your reporting and Robert F. Kennedy's bill of indictment on Fauci, the real Anthony Fauci. That's the beginning of the bill of indictment. And Fauci has to understand, Comer said it last night, and it's going to be announced starting on the 14th. The investigation on Tony Fauci and others, Collins and these people at the biomedical security apparatus in this country, is going to be deep, it's going to be profound, and it's going to be meaningful. And you're going to be held accountable, I think, for your criminality. But for him to sit there now, after everything you did, and remember, they tried to tear us down to try to get us deplatformed, debanked, everything, because this show is the first show on the pandemic, and we went right after the gain-of-function experimentation immediately, of which he's lied about, right? But to sit there and talk about now China, the email, I mean, this is so, how dumb does he think people are, Natalie? When we've got the receipts, when he's sitting there trying to cover his tracks on China, and now he's sitting there saying China let everybody down. How dumb does this guy think people are?
I played that clip because it points out we need to criminally go after Fauci, Bill Gates, and the rest of them. That's the next big issue I'm going to hit here today. And we're going to open the phones up and take a ton of calls and cover a lot of other news. The Achilles heel of the New World Order is their COVID bioweapon disease X project to bring in the world ID, to bring in the forced injections, to bring in the depopulation. We either expose their operation or they keep pushing it and expanding it. So it's the main fight. They're cutting off the energy. They're dissolving the borders. They're buying off our politicians. They're putting their district attorneys in. Soros is. They're flooding us with fentanyl. They're doing all these other things. They're starting wars. But if we don't expose that the globalists launched a bioweapon and then a deadly shot, even worse, that grows prions in the body and annihilates your DNA and causes cancer and infertility and blood clots and heart attacks and strokes and everything else, they're going to do it again. Now, this is really blown up in their face, and they admit it has. They're asking for amnesty. They're saying they're going to back off their projects. But they're not. They're actually rolling forward. They're trying to tap out. But they're not really going to tap out. This is everything. And the good news is, it doesn't matter whether you see yourself as a conservative or a populist or a liberal or a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Christian or an agnostic. You know they lied to you about the shots. You know they make you sick. You know it's in the U.S. government, the Swedish government, the German government. I covered it last night in detail. There's more news on it today. Massive 3,600+% increases in miscarriages, stillbirths, in women that have taken the shot. They really have done it. They've dropped the hammer on us. This is everything. This is the clear and present attack. And now, in New York and other places, federal and state judges have said you can't make police and firefighters and school kids take this. And New York says they're appealing it to try to continue to get as many people injected as they can, when even the bureaucrats know people hate it, it doesn't protect you, and it makes you sick or kills you. And we've got to rally behind the children in blue cities that are being targeted, where their parents are being lied to and being told it's the law. We've got to rally behind the nurses and the doctors and the firefighters and the police and the bus drivers that are being made to do this criminally. It was an experimental shot. You can't make somebody take a non-experimental shot unless they're in the military. Then you sign up. You can be by contract. Not experimentally, but in the military. It's been adjudicated many times. Back to the anthrax. But with everybody else, this is Nuremberg violation, extortion, racketeering, intimidation, bullying. It's illegal. Then you have the big tech censorship with Big Pharma to suppress anybody that criticized it. This is, again, beyond evil. Here's Russell Brand talking about the New York situation.
New York City is appealing a judge's ruling to reinstate municipal employees fired for not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I believe these are people that work in sanitation, people that collect garbage, people that during the pandemic were hailed as heroes, these brave heroes carrying on doing their job. So they were heroes then, but now the state is going up against them, stopping them getting their jobs back after they've been through a judicial process in order to get their jobs back, which is pretty clear at this point. Let me know in the comments, let me know in the chat. They should have lost in the first place. The city is appealing the latest ruling by a Staten Island judge, finding a segment of the municipal workforce should not require vaccination. Staten Island Supreme Court Justice Ralph Porzio ruled that the vaccination requirement for a group of 16 sanitation workers suing the city is arbitrary and capricious. Well, that's not how you want a state run. Well, firstly, we do things arbitrarily. Wee, wee, why did you do that? I don't know. Just for no reason. Oh, okay. Is there any motivation? Oh, yeah, caprice. Like I do things sort of with a little bit of malice and on whims. Mild, vague cruelty and very whimsically. Oh, well, as you were. Keep going. Seems like a lovely way to run the old big friendly apple, the great beautiful melting pot that is New York. I mean, isn't this a story where you have the opportunity to support ordinary working people? You have the opportunity to show that we're all on the same side. People that collect our garbage, the hidden people, the people you don't want to acknowledge are there, the people that are necessary for literally the stuff you don't want no more, the stuff that you're throwing out. Instead of saying, why don't we make those jobs as amenable and as pleasant and as fair and as well paid and as well rewarded because they're necessary for society, but so it's dignified work for dignified working people. No, why don't we use the state to crush them into total compliance? One theory is that the pandemic was an opportune moment to reduce workforces and reduce payrolls. And if these people are successful in winning their case, not only will you have to have all those back payments, but you also challenge the efficacy of the model. I don't know if New York's garbage collection is privatized yet, but I bet it will get privatized at some point. And having a lower payroll bill when that comes will be advantageous. And any of you that are following this sort of AI revolution will know that those are the kind of jobs that will go next. We'll have robot slaves instead of near human slaves.
And he's right about the garbage collectors. That's only a small part of it. It's the police. It's the firemen. It's everybody. But you have to understand, whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Germany, it's all the same unified program run by the UN, run by the big think tanks, and run by the Pentagon at the top. And then that's come out. And so here is Ardern just a year ago saying, yeah, you'll never be part of society if you don't take the shot. Now that's all imploded. They pushed their crimes as far as they could get till we said no, then they backed off. But they'll be back again. Here's the monster.
So you basically said this is going to be like, well, it's almost like, you probably don't see it like this, the two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep, yep.
Can you describe that you were previously hoping not to be able to, not to have to do that, I guess, when we still, like, we could maintain elimination across the whole country? I guess that has now changed because...
I think it was less because necessarily of the elimination determining that and more because we, of course... maintained, and actually we have managed very high vaccination rates generally without the use of certificates. But actually what it's become clear to me is that they're not just a tool to drive up vaccines. They're a tool for confidence. People who have been vaccinated will want to know that they're around other vaccinated people. They want to know that they're in a safe environment.
But
it is a way that we can give confidence.
All right, and she goes on, guys, if you've had the damn shot, you're supposed to be protected. So they're saying you've got to have everybody vaccinated or you're not protected when you're vaccinated. It's all a lie, and they've been proven to be liars. She needs to be indicted and in prison. She needs to be in prison.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it wasn't hard to predict. Past behavior is always the best indicator of future behavior by an organization or an individual. We even know this about breeds of dogs. Labrador Retrievers are faithful and nice and friendly and like to fetch things and are sweet. Pit bulls can be sweet and nice and friendly, but statistically, they commit about 98% of the killing of humans. You always hear about them eating the family toddler, killing their owner. And it's the same thing with the Democratic Party. Their whole history since before the Civil War has really been a scourge on this nation. And they've been in charge basically since the beginning of the country. They've always been the problem. And I'm not saying the Republicans are perfect, but the Democratic Party is the establishment. And the idea that they're not is just ridiculous. And the idea that Republicans are going to put liberals in camps and kill their kids when it's the left building FEMA centers for the next lockdown everywhere and saying they want to kill conservatives. We all know who the bad guys are. I have no desire to put liberals in concentration camps. I have no desire to kill them. And they know that. But now there's new quotes. Top House Democrat claims Republican midterm win could very well mean the end of the world. We have that video clip coming up. It just gets more and more over the top by the minute. But remember, everything they say about us is what they are doing. We're not naive. We don't put all our faith in the Republican establishment or the rhinos or neocons, but we've got a populist beachhead that's almost taking the Republicans over. Does that mean our people will all be perfect? No, but they won't be cutting the power plants off and dissolving the borders and promoting pedophile drag queen time and allowing fentanyl to be shipped in and starting war with Russia and starting war with China while simultaneously shipping all our jobs to China. They won't be actively trying to destroy the country. Will there be some corruption? Will there be problems? Absolutely. That's the human condition. But as we get into their past behavior being the most indicative indicator of their future behavior, a lot of evidence rolling in of election fraud. And, of course, it's all one-sided by the Democrats. We're going to be getting to some of that. But to look at what's happened, look at Brazil, the most populous nation in Latin America, the largest nation in Latin America. Bolsonaro, great patriot. And all the real polls showed him 10 points ahead. The communist polls showed him 5 points behind. He won in every state and every city except one big district, where the vast majority went to Lula, and magically it was just the amount he needed to beat Bolsonaro. Greg Reese has filed a report on this, then I'm going to get into what's happening here domestically. It's titled Bolsonaro, Election Fraud, and the Big Red Wave. Here it is.
Before his first election, the radical opposition attempted to assassinate Jair Bolsonaro.
Jair Bolsonaro has been left in a serious but stable condition in hospital. This after being stabbed while drumming up support ahead of next month's vote. Hospital officials say it could take 2 months for him to recover.
They failed, and President Bolsonaro went on to become today's leading model of what a world leader should be, a man of the people. He spoke out against the COVID pandemic hoax from the very beginning.
Brazil's right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro said he will not take a coronavirus vaccine, calling it his, quote, right. He made statements live on social media Thursday, adding that Congress was not likely to require Brazilians to take a vaccine.
He thanked the farmers of Brazil for not shutting down.
Vocês não ficaram em casa. Não se acovardaram. Nós temos que enfrentar os nossos problemas. Chega de frescura e de mimimi.
And declared every single Brazilian as being essential.
Essa atividade é essencial, aquela não. A atividade essencial é toda aquela necessária para o chefe de família levar o pão para dentro de casa. Porra!
And now the world is realizing that Bolsonaro was right. No matter how much the media tries to smear him, the people of Brazil love him.
Nós queremos a vitória. Rica, auditável e com contagem pública do governo. Não posso participar de uma farsa como essa patrocinada ainda pelo presidente do Tribunal Superior Eleitoral.
The awakening masses in Brazil, like everywhere else in the world today, were expecting election fraud.
Polls show Bolsonaro still trailing behind left-wing former leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
Polls are lying. If Lula is really the frontrunner, where is he? Where are his crowds? We are here to show that Bolsonaro represents the majority. He will only lose the election if there is fraud, and the people will take to the streets to stop that from happening.
And they have taken to the streets. All over Brazil, the people are not willing to go the way of Joe Obama, the way of the World Economic Forum. What will it take for the people to be represented?
And what will America do if the anticipated red wave is stolen?
The president's office may have conceded defeat, but many of Jair Bolsonaro's millions of supporters have not. They took to the streets of Sao Paulo in their thousands. The national flag waved above the crowds as they gathered outside the headquarters of the military's Southeastern Command. They're calling for an intervention. Put simply, they want a military coup. They despise the leftist policies of Lula da Silva, and they want him out by any means.
I think the red wave that's coming is going to be like the elevator doors opening up in The Shining.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Now, I want to give the number out here in a moment. We'll take your calls throughout the next 2 hours on the election, on any other issues you want. First-time callers, long-time callers, callers that agree, callers that disagree. We're going to get to all of you coming up. We'll give the number out in a moment, so get ready, please. But let's get to a short clip of James Clyburn, one of the ranking Democrats in the House. Top House Democrat claims Republican midterms could very well be the end of the world because of climate change. While they're cutting the power off, causing mass collapse, releasing the virus is causing mass death, putting out the poison shots that caused it, then saying you caused it with global warming. Preposterous horse crap. Here it is.
But losing this democracy could very well be the end of the world.
Okay, so are you asking voters to set aside what they feel about the economy? Because the Wall Street Journal, Kimberly Strassel, has this piece. Voters have sat through this apocalyptic movie many times now and know its anticlimactic ending. Besides, they're busy searching for spare change to cover their rising grocery bill. So set aside the economy, worries about crime, which are at the top of all of voter polls about what they're worried about, and instead vote for you or the world is ending?
Nobody said the world is ended.
You did say there, though, it could be the end of the world.
No. Democracy will be ended. The world will continue to exist. The world was here before Hitler. The world was here after Hitler. That's what we're saying. No, the world will not end. The kind of world we have, the kind of country we have, we've got to decide how do we want to exist in this world. And that's what we're talking about. This hyperbole is not a part of what we are saying here. We're talking about what kind of country we have and what kind of...
So you heard him deny he said it, and they're all saying it's the end of the world. And he went on in the full interview. I've got the transcript right here to say rising sea levels, all the normal crap that he said previously. The ice caps are bigger. The sea levels didn't rise. It's all a lie. Okay? What did MSNBC say last week? We're deciding whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed by the Republicans. Meanwhile, who's killing us? These people with the shots and the rest of it. Here's Hochul, the unelected governor of New York. She's really getting called out. We're going to go out to break with her, saying it's a conspiracy theory of the crimes race. Here it is.
Governor, these are master manipulators. They have this conspiracy going all across America to try and convince people that in democratic states they're not as safe. Well, guess what? They're also not only election deniers, they're data deniers. The data shows that shootings and...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Weeks ago that I mean to get to that I saw again this morning, remind me to play it, which is on a study I saw a few years ago that's really dead on, that if you understand this, you understand basically everything. And so start of the next hour, we're going to play this little short 28-second clip, and it's such a valuable thing. I mean, it's better than a 4-year college education, I can tell you, if you grasp this one thing. Because I naturally understood this by the grace of God and was able to actuate my brain to filter a lot of this out and get the key nuggets of actually what was going on very early in life. And I never used this understanding of how this stuff operates against the general public. But when you talk about neuro-linguistic programming and thing and the way the politicians talk and the things they do, they are actively trying to use this on you. But if you're simply aware of it, then they can't get you. And if you want to know if a teacher or a leader, an intellectual, is actually trying to help you, they're going to be trying to get you to think deeper, look deeper, do your own research, question. Because it's that process that literally makes you more attuned, smarter. when you see the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN. I played Joy Reid yesterday. She said, no, there's no inflation. There's no such thing as price increases. She said this. It doesn't exist. The Republicans taught you this made-up evil word. No, it's very important and real. And for a person that's conscious, you look at that and you go, that's an outrageous gaslighting. For somebody that isn't conscious, they take that on and they believe that. So get the Joy Reid clip ready, too, for the start of the next hour. I want to play it with it. And get Hochul ready again, because it's the same thing. These are talking points. This isn't just Hochul saying it. This is just Reid saying it. This isn't just Biden saying it. They get psychological warfare manuals. It came out that, by the way, guys, I meant to cover this Friday, and I mentioned it Sunday and Saturday, and I dropped the ball. It was in my COVID stack, which I guess will be in Friday's stack in there. I already knew this, but there was a big article, and I forget who did it, but it was on InfoWars.com, where the Security Council and Homeland Security secretly had already drilled the COVID lockdowns and already had a plan on the shelf set up under Obama that was rolled out under Trump that he got tricked into signing on to. And I don't remember the exact headline. It was that's it. You found it. You guys are so quick. I mean, guys, I just found that in 10 seconds. Woo! Badass crew. Print that for me. U.S. COVID response taken over by National Security Council in March 2020 to impose pre-prepared lockdown plan, evidence shows. Now, we already have all the documents, but now they admit the whole thing was staged. Under Disease X and a drill of the UN based on Operation Lockstep, SPARS 2025-2028, Tabletop Event 201. We already know this, but now it's the master document. Premeditated, organized evil. But if the average person just kind of like thinks whatever the newest thing on the news is just popping up out of the middle of nowhere like Jack in the Box, they just take the new thing like it's its own separate deal, not interconnected to everything else, and not thinking about how their minds have been pre-programmed for it. So I'm going to talk about that at the start of the next hour, and then I'm going to go right to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. There it is. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And that is all coming up. First-time callers, long-time callers agree, disagree. I love when people call and disagree. They'll kind of spout their hate and then pause and wait to see what I say. We're not screening your calls other than you got a clean phone line. Anyone tell us where you're calling from or wherever, that's great. Or if you want to give us a one line about the topic, that just helps me know what you want to get into. I legitimately don't screen calls like other talk radio where they only get the callers they want for the ideas they want, especially liberal talk radio. We don't do that. I really want to debate you. I really want to talk to you. Because there's this big lie by the left that Jones has fake phone calls. They're staged. I couldn't make myself fake something if I wanted to. I am the complete opposite of scripted. I'm extremely researched, and then I just go with the research and what I really believe. If anything, put on my tombstone, I'm authentic, and I'm pro-human. So 877-789-2539. All right. Let me just do this right now, and then we'll come back with a huge second, third, and fourth hour. Here's a paradox. I'm going to explain it this way. There are two things I hate to do. Two things I really hate to do. But I love something so much more, I do one of the things I hate. I hate being a slave to the New World Order, even though I'm fighting it. I'm in the system. I'm a slave to a certain extent, like all of us. And I also hate having to beg for your aid and beg for your support. But I love fighting tyranny and promoting freedom and seeing us win more than I hate asking for your support. So I hate being a slave way more than I hate sitting up here like a baby bird begging for food. But at the end of the day, I'll do it because it's the right thing to do. But there's not just the fact that I hate to beg for support, but I hate the tyrants more, and I love liberty so much I'll do it. We're selling stuff that's really great that is going to help you and empower you, so that makes me feel good about it. But I would love to have some big billionaire benefactor that gave us the $30 million a year we need to operate. And with the markups and things we've got, I've got to sell $70 million of product. Storable food, supplements, books, films a year, just to then get the money I need to run this operation with the bandwidth and the legal and the crew and the uplinks and just everything that goes into it. So I want to thank all of you that have been big supporters, and I want to encourage you to not just get the product because it funds exposing the New World Order and puts a major thorn on their side and has a great effect, and you see it, we're not bragging, it's the truth. It's all of you are the reason we're here, and I salute you. But it's also that you get incredible products. I mean, X3 and X2 are two different formulas of high-quality iodine. They're apples and oranges that completely turbocharge your libido, your stamina, your energy, your clarity, everything in your life. And I forget to take it. I totally feel it. Go, where's my X2? Where's my X3? That's an incredible product. When you take vitamin mineral fusion with organic vitamins and minerals and amino acids, everything that's essential, it blows you away. Our great organic multivitamins back in stock. They're all 40 to 50% off right now. Biggest sale of the year is always Black Friday comes early. And then it's the same sale basically through Christmas. It's just a lot of stuff sells out. These are the best deals you're going to get, period, with the best selection. The promo code 1776, an additional 10% off. So that's up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, when we're only making 10, 20, 30% on these products, at those type of sales rates, we got to sell even more. But you're habituated, and I get it, to wanting to buy it when it's on sale, so it is. But it's a catch-22. You're buying a ton of it, but we're not making a lot of money on each sale. So please, get a book, get a film while you're on the site. There's so many other great items, so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And if you really want to help us and really keep us on air, get a signed or unsigned copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World. That's been the number one book in the world off and on the last few months. But I'm now told, going to get payments from it for a few more months. And when I do, I'll put it in to Free Speech Systems, this operation, because I love the information, I love the fight, I love the truth so much. And it's also kind of a fun little thing now that they've got these fake judgments and all this stuff coming up. I'm going on appeal, but I've actually already filed, but I'm about to file publicly what I'm worth. And man, it's when people see it, I'm not proud of having no money, but I'm actually proud of the fact that I've been so committed that they're going to flip their lids, that I am just maximum into this whole deal. But that also means I'm at the water rising up to my nose here, and I am in your hands. So don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these incredible products. DNA Force Plus, X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all there. DNA Force Plus is amazing. Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.